Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, WBJC's Jonathan Polevsky.
Oh, that's so sweet. So we have two wines, both of which are orange. One is very pale orange and one is very orange. Which should we start with, pale or not so pale?
How about pale?
Okay, so this is a wine from Bergerac, which is just to the south of Bordeaux.
Right.
And they grow many of the same varietals, like Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot. And this is a rosé entitled Belingard, B-E-L-I-N-G-A-R-D, from Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot from 2015. I liked this a little bit more than you did.
Yes,
you thought
I think you liked it a lot more than I did.
I did. It was the palest of pale for you. And it was a whiter shade of pale, one might say.
Or a paler shade of white.
Exactly.
Maybe.
So I thought this had a nice body, and I thought this was a perfectly decent wine. The cépage was 70% Cabernet and 30% Merlot, and I thought this was a respectable standard rosé. It wasn't particularly great. $10, I'd drink it. By gosh, on the porch, it would be fine.
Yeah, the nose is a little off-putting. It's a little stinky, smoky, almost suggests wood. I'd be surprised if there was. And on the palate, I just found it a little muted. And I'm not sure if that's because it was 2015 and not 2016, as we've been drinking mostly this year. Also, the Cab Merlot just felt a little heavy to me. It was fine, but it wouldn't be something that I'd go back and pick up.
I wouldn't go back and pick it up either, but I plan on drinking the rest of it.
Okay, that's your bottle.
Exactly. So our other wine is from 2014. It is the Vino Terra Racazzatelli from Georgia. And this is Cajetian.
And we mean the Republic of.
Exactly. And we have it on our minds. It's Cajetian dry white wine. Cajeti is the area of Georgia it's from. This is a bright orange color. This is white wine that is done with the skins. Normally, you take the skins out of white wine in common European practice. This is left with the skins to sit in these enormous man-size amphoras, which are then buried in the ground. The result is what?
It is a little unusual. Let's put it that way. I liked this wine, but you look at this wine in the glass and you think it is going to be like Vinsanto. It has that same sort of golden orange color. It isn't viscous in texture, but it just looks it. So when you bring it to your mouth, you're totally fooled. The comparison I wanted to make was something like Fino Sherry. Very, very light, that nuttiness, a little bit raisiny, a little bit resiny also. I liked it a lot, but it is unlike anything that you've probably drunk.
I enjoy this very much. I've had this wine before. Exactly. I've had this wine before, and I would be more than happy to have it again for $13. This is a wine with a great story, a beautiful color, and would go well with some really intense foods like spare ribs, or if you happen to be roasting a pig tomorrow, or as you pointed out, stinky cheeses with lots of fat in them, a St. André it would stand up to. Georgian wine is interesting and worth pursuing. So, Racazzatelli, that's the varietal Cajetian wine. Cajeti is the area it's from in Georgia, I think. And Vinoterra, the name of the wine. And there's something written in Georgian and it could be anything.
Yeah, we need to put this info on the web.
I think that's a great idea. And a picture of the wine in the glass, which is quite lovely. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.